ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేష్ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్స్ 2, 3 and 4. దెర్ ఇస్ పర్పోర్ట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ శ్లోకా నంబర్ 4. So I'll just first read the sloka and this translation of the second text, and then we will all practice the fourth sloka. Nedur dundu bayo divya gandharva nanratur jagoho rishayascharanasiddhas tushtuhu purushottamam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. There was a beating of kettle drums in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka began to dance and sing, while great sages and the inhabitants of Charana Loka and Siddha Loka offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Text number 3. Yosau grahas savai sadhyaha పరమాశ్చర్య రూపధ్రేక్ ముక్తో దేవల శాపేన ఊహూర్ గంధర్వ సత్తమః. దేర్ ఇస్ నో సెపరేట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ది ఫోర్త్ శ్లోక. సో వీ విల్ స్టార్ట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ ది ఫోర్త్ శ్లోక. ప్రణమ్య శిరసాధీశం ఉత్తమ శ్లోకమవ్యయం అగాయత యశోధామ కీర్తన్య గుణసత్కథం ప్రణమ్య శిరసాధీశం ఉత్తమ శ్లోకమవ్యయం అగాయత యశోధామ కీర్తన్య గుణసత్కథం ప్రణమ్య శిరసాధీశం ఉత్తమ శ్లోకమవ్యయం అగాయత యశోధామ కీర్తన్య గుణసత్కథం. యశోధామ కీర్తన్య గుణసత్కథం ప్రణమ్య శిరసాధీశం Anybody else? Mataji, someone? Hare Krishna. Yaha ihu asau that grahaha became a crocodile. Saha he. Why? Indeed. Sadhyaha immediately. Parama, very nice. Ascharya, wonderful. Rupadrek, possessing the form of his original Gandharva position. Muktaha, was delivered. Devala Shapena, by the cursing of Devala Rishi. Uhuhu, whose name was formerly Huhu. Gandharva Sattamaha, the best of Gandharva Loka. Pranamya, offering his obeisances. Shirasa, by the head. Adisham, unto the Supreme Master. Uttama Slokam, who is worshipped by the choicest verses. Avyayam, who is the Supreme Eternal. Agayata, he began to chant. Yashadhama, the glories of the Lord. Kirtanya, Gunasatkatam, whose transcendental pastimes and qualities are glorious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The best of the Gandharvas. Please, you can repeat. The best of the Gandharvas. King Uhu, having been cursed by Devala Muni, had become a crocodile. Now, having been delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he assumed a very beautiful form as a Gandharva. Understanding by whose mercy this had happened, he immediately offered his respectful obeisances with his head and began chanting prayers just suitable for this transcendental Lord, the Supreme Eternal, who is worshipped by the choicest verses. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The story of how the Gandharva had become a crocodile will be described later. The curse by which the Gandharva took this position was actually a blessing, not a curse. One should not be displeased when a saintly person curses someone, for his curse indirectly is a blessing. The Gandharva had the mentality of an inhabitant of the celestial planetary system, and for him to become an associate of the Supreme Lord would have taken millions of long years. However, because he was cursed by Devala Rishi, he became a crocodile, and in only one life was fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and be promoted to the spiritual world to become one of the Lord's associates. Similarly, Gajendra was also delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was freed from the curse of Agastya Muni. Om. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yonta pravishya mamavacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayat yakila shakti dharasvadam na anyamsta hasta charana shramanatvaga din pranam namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. So this shloka is a continuation of the pastime of Gajendra Moksha, which is a very important pastime described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 8th Canto. The pastime of Gajendra Moksha is very educative for all the devotees, particularly like us who are performing sadhana bhakti. If we minutely analyze that pastime, which is what Srila Prabhupada has done in many places in his purports, we will see that we will get very good hints as to how to do quality sadhana and get the benefit which the Gajendra, elephant Gajendra, obtained, which is the personal association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual world. before we go to that and try to understand the significance of this past tense, I would like to touch upon one significant description. Here Shukadev Goswami is describing in this chapter that after Gajendra was liberated, he was personally taken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the spiritual world. But the crocodile which troubled Gajendra and who was killed by the Lord with his Sudarshan Chakra, obviously by the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his weapon Sudarshan Chakra, he became what Srila Prabhupada describes and what the next shloka says, Swam Agan Mukta Kilbishaha. Means he became completely freed from material contamination. But becoming freed from material contamination is not sufficient to go back to Godhead. So the crocodile had to go back to Gandharva Loka to continue his devotional service and develop further qualities before he could go back to Godhead. Whereas Gajendra, he went back to Godhead immediately after this pastime was completed, along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both got the same benefit, but one got it quicker. Why was that? And when Gajendra was in trouble, caught by the crocodile, he chanted some prayers, which is very important prayers, which he chanted in the previous chapter, you have studied that. Those prayers have been given very important place by the Lord himself in the Bhagavatam. The Lord has promised in the previous chapter ending, if you read you will understand, that whoever on getting up in the morning chants this stotra which Gajendra chanted when he was caught by the crocodile, he says he will also come back to Godhead and associate, I become my personal associate. So the prayers chanted by Gajendra are very important and they are given in the Bhagavatam so that we can practice it. That is why Srila Prabhupada set up this entire sadhana process very subtly, very carefully. We should not tinker with it and try to screw it up with our own mental speculations. That's why we see in every temple, there are so many parts to our sadhana. Sometimes we don't understand why are we doing all this. Kyun charnamrit peena hai, kyun tulsi ko gumana hai, why we have to do the circumambulation, why we have to offer water to tulsi, why we have to hear some prayers. And we don't understand the significance. We are thinking only chanting is enough. We shall only chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said very clearly in the previous chapter, one should no doubt chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But also, he says like that, but also other great prayers should be chanted. And he recommends Chintamani or several other prayers. The Bhagavatam is full of such nice prayers. And devotees should practice some of these prayers. And Prabhupada says one should practice chanting this so perfectly that these prayers will become embedded in our consciousness even in sleep and even after death. So much so, for some reason, if we have not gone back to Godhead at the end of this life, because we are too much absorbed in material life, even though we have become devotees, so chances are that we may not go back to Godhead at the end of life. But Prabhupada says if one can deeply embed these prayers in our heart, very feelingly, if we can develop attachment to some prayers like Chintamani prayers, or another wonderful prayer available in the Bhagavatam is Kunti's prayers, Namasye Purusham Dvadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antarbhairavistitam Maya Javanika Channam Ajnano Dokshajamavyayam Nalakshyase Mudadrisha Nato Natyadaro Yata, and so on. There are so many, nearly about 20 shlokas. So if one can learn these prayers from the Bhagavatam, then we have the Gopika Gitam in the 10th canto for those who can develop taste for that. Jayati tedikam janmana vraja shrayata indira sashvadatrayi. This prayer was chanted by Prataprudra when he approached Lord Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him blessings. Initially he rejected him, saying he is a materialistic person, he is kingly person, he is dealing with women and money, I don't need his association. But when he dressed as a humble devotee, and by the mercy of the Vaishnavas he was put forward to approach Lord Chaitanya, he chanted the Gopika Gita. And that pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. So we have Kunti's prayers, we have the Gopika Gita, we have so many other prayers. Then we have this Gajendra Moksha prayers, the prayers chanted by Gajendra. And every day morning after getting up, if you can chant this, Prabhupada assures there, Krishna assures that one will go back to Godhead at the end of life. Such a simple thing, such a wonderful bonus we are getting. That is why in every temple, we chant the Sikshashtaka every day morning after the sadhana prayer. Sadhana program, the last chanting we do is Chintamani Prakarasad, not Chintamani, I mean Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the Sikshashtaka prayers. Today morning we chanted the Jagannathashtaka, because Snana Yatra, I don't know whether you are doing daily or only today. Only this month. So, these prayers one should get, there is a particular way of chanting those prayers. One should not simply chant to record like a tape recorder in our mind. It's easy. But what is important, which Gajendra did, and in his sadhana in the previous life, was he absorbed himself deeply. Prabhupada uses in one of the purports in the previous chapter, he says, one should get absorbed extremely deeply. He uses the word extreme and deep. So we should get absorbed means we should know some prayer, if not the entire Bhagavatam, either Sikshashtaka or Chintamani. We should know word by word the meaning. And when we chant, we should not chant just by memory. We should chant with feeling. Anything which it is a scientific fact that if you see how we remember things, you have many of us, I am 55 years almost, some are 60, some are 70, most of you are 20, 30s. How do you remember things? How do you remember something for long time? Any incident in which we have strong emotion associated with that incident, let's say somebody insulted you, or you got some big appreciation, thousands of people were clapping hand when you achieved something. Anything which has deep emotion associated with it, we tend to remember for life. If somebody insulted you, kabhi nahi bolenge. So many small incidents happen every day, we forget it. We can't remember. But that which you can drain is some pain. Somebody scolded you, you still remember till death, kabhi nahi bolenge. So therefore, the secret of long-term memory, according to psychology or studies of the brain, is if you want to remember something for a long time, associate with deep emotion, feeling. If you can associate something with some feeling, very strong feeling, then it will remember. You will remember that. You will never forget that. And Sukadeva Goswami says, if you do it sufficiently deeply, you can remember it even in your next life. So this, learning these prayers, any of these things which we are learning, something, if not the entire Bhagavad Gita, if not the entire Bhagavatam, some part of Bhagavad Gita, some part of Bhagavatam, some chapter, some set of prayers, take it, become deeply absorbed in it. Know every single word. That's why Prabhupada has given word-to-word meaning. How many of us, first of all, we don't even read Prabhupada's books. If we read, we will quickly read through only the translation. Very rarely we read the purport. But Prabhupada, why did he take pain to translate every single word? The idea is that when we are chanting Sanskrit or other Bengali prayers, we may not get into our emotion. We may not get the associated emotion. But actually Krishna Bhavanamrit. Sometimes we practice Krishna consciousness and we don't see any taste in our activity. The reason why we don't enjoy the taste of chanting, enjoy the taste of reciting various songs, is because we don't know the rasa which is there in that song. And that rasa can be known only if you know the meaning. You may not know Bengali, for example. We sing lot of songs to the Lord in Bengali. Or we don't know Sanskrit. We may not know Sanskrit or Bengali, but even if you don't know, taking aid of Srila Prabhupada's books, the translation, the word-to-word translation, some part, some little, you should get so deeply absorbed, you should become an expert in at least 10 or 20 slokas. You should become expert. Expert, not pandit. Not that kind of expertise. Emotional expert. Emotional expert means those prayers you should be able to chant feelingly. Bhavana ke saath. That is expert. Not the pandit ban gaye hai. I know, I can give every sloka meaning, every single word. So whatever it is, whichever you like, take some of this prayer. Jaya Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Take some prayer. Associate deep emotion, our bhavana, and then it becomes amrita, Krishna bhavana amrit. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means we have to associate that deep emotion. Morning prayer, sometimes we chant in some of the temples, we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. It's not simply to rattle out some song. We have to sing and try to get the associated emotion with which the Acharya sang that. When Narottam Das Thakur says, Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napayebe Aro, we should feel there is nobody more fallen than I am. We should try to get that feeling, not artificially, but try to experience. So when we experience the feeling when we are doing this chanting, including the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is actually a mantra with feeling. Prabhupada says in one of his very famous lecture, which is recorded on chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. He says, the chanting is exactly like the cry for the mother. Mother Hara helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father Hari or Krishna. And the Lord reveals Himself to such sincere devotee. Do you remember this? Prabhupada in his this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is transcendental. In that lecture, he says that. Prabhupada says the chanting is exactly like the cry of the mother, a child for the mother. So the chanting has to be a cry. There should be a feeling. There should be like a child. When a small child is crying, mother is not there. It is crying. Then the mother, wherever it is, when he hears the crying, she comes, picks up the baby, gives him some milk or whatever it is. So that type of hankering should be there. Chanting is not, we are not teaching that kind of yoga where people are doing some concentration. Concentrate karo. No. Our concentration is easy because concentration is easy when there is emotion. When there is feeling for Krishna, it is easy to absorb in chanting of the holy name. We can easily chant. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Instead of simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and we can chant that way, there is nothing wrong. But more important is to associate some emotion. Maybe you have to go a little slow. Because jaldi se to ro nahi sakta. So if your chanting has to be like a cry, we have to chant. Doesn't matter. Normal. Don't try to finish off your rounds in 1 hour or something. Take a little bit more time. Become emotional in addressing the Supreme Lord. That look, my dear Lord, I am so fallen. Ainandatanaya கிங்கரம் பதிதம் மாம் விஷமே பவாம்புதௌ கிருபயா தவ பாத பங்கஜஸ்தி ததூலே சதிருஷம் விசிந்தயா. ஐ நந்த தனயா, வை இந்த சிக்ஸ் ஆஸ்டக் த வேர்ட் ஐ இஸ் யூஸ், இட் இஸ் எ கிரை. ஐ நந்த தனுஜா பதிதம் கிங்கரம் மாம் விஷமே பவாம்புதௌ. See, Vishame Bhavam, we are caught up in this ocean of misery. Please, Kripaya. Kripaya means when you want, like, hey, Kripa do. We cannot order the Lord like that. When we say, when we want Kripa, we should beg. Kripaya tava pada pankajastita duli. That is why even the Sikshashtakar, all these prayers which we chant, we should try to chant in a proper manner. We should train ourselves there. The chanting itself brings some emotion. That was the purpose originally of Sangeeta. The Sangeeta Kala, which was taught in the form of Hindustani music or Carnatic music, always you will see bhav ke upar jyada wo log dhyan dete hain. That's why they do alapana and all that thing. Sometimes it can become too materialistic. But the original songs were all for Krishna. They're all meant for Krishna. Nowadays they are having all the cinema songs. But if you go to all the original productions of this song, they were all composed by pure devotees. Prabhupada also, all his songs which he sings, everything is sweet because Prabhupada is putting all his bhavana there. Krishna kirtana gana nartana parau premamrutam banidhi. When he sings like that, you can see Prabhupada is putting so much bhavana in that. Dheera dheera jana priyo priyakaro nirmatsarau pujitau Sri Chaitanya kripabharau bhuvibhuva bharavahantarakau. No, badiya sarang like that, like Prabhupada. It is just some slokas, but Prabhupada, you can see every time why Prabhupada's singing is so attractive. Because he was singing with bhavana. So that is what is important. So the prayers done by Gajendra was full of bhavana. And that bhavana, when he sang with that, it attracted the Supreme Personality of God to appear before him and personally save him. But if we do without bhavana, there is no amrita. Because bhavana is amrita. Without bhavana, there is no amrita. It is just rote. It will be going on mechanical activity. Aapko sukriti milega. You will definitely get sukriti by chanting Hare Krishna without emotion. You will not go become an animal. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahatabhayat. And even if you become an animal, at least Krishna will give us memory to be an animal somewhere around Krishna. Some devotees of Krishna. So this bhavana is very important. And one significant thing which we can note in this sloka is, the Gajendra Moksha prayers are given in the Bhagavatam, previous chapter. And Krishna says, whoever chants the Gajendra Moksha with the same feeling like Gajendra, how did Gajendra chant? How did he get the feeling? He was in pain. He was suffering. The crocodile was, for 1,000 years, he was trying to kill Gajendra, the crocodile, and there was so much bleeding, so much pain. In that pain, you cannot thinking, oh, wow, bahut acha hai, udhar acha sweet hai, I will enjoy this, that woman looks good. He had no time to think of any vishaya. The pain was so intense. One wonderful thing about pain in our life is, pain is one thing which can create concentration in our mind. When you are in lot of pain, you will forget pleasure. At that time, the pain absorbs your mind. So he was so much absorbed, but he was not absorbed in a materialistic fashion to try to solve the pain. I'll somehow kick the crocodile. He tried all of that. Finally, he realized, I am stuck in this material world. This crocodile is very strong. I don't care if I lose my body, if I die. But more importantly, I don't want to be born again. So Gajendra, he did not pray only to be released from the crocodile. He prayed to be released forever, not only from the crocodile forever, but even he wanted to not be born again, to suffer this kind of pain, because he is running behind some little so-called enjoyment.
Therefore he chanted with feeling, with full absorption, samadhi. When we chant with feeling, automatically samadhi will come. You will be able to enjoy. You should completely forget everything. You should not get absorbed in so. There are so many things to be get absorbed. I'm sitting here giving Bhagavatam. I should be absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord. But there is so much distraction. People are coming here and there. They are nicely dressed. I can completely get absorbed. So that absorption should not be there. The absorption should be in your seva. And when there is that absorption, then whatever comes out will be with full of feeling, and that feeling will attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those prayers are given in the Bhagavatam. But here we see that this crocodile chanted some prayers glorifying the Supreme Lord. It is said here, Agayata Yashodhama Kirtanya Gunasatkatam. So the crocodile also chanted some prayers. But why those prayers are not mentioned here? It's not mentioned. I saw the next shloka. It's just by the mercy of the Lord, he chanted those prayers and he regained his position as a Gandharva. The reason is, Gajendra was actually King Indradyumna, and he was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead when Agastya Muni cursed him to become, because Agastya Muni did not recognize the exalted position of King Indradyumna. This is not the King Indradyumna of our Jagannath. There are so many Indradyumnas in history and in Puranas. So because he was cursed to become an elephant, he became an elephant. But he took it as a blessing. Because the Lord, through Agastya Muni, got him cursed to become Gajendra. He lived that life, but even when he lived as an elephant, but his thinking and consciousness was like a human. Just like Jadabharat. In the case of King Bharat, when he became a deer in the next life, even though he was like a deer in external looks, but his thinking was like a devotee. Because Krishna helped him to remember, this is one thing that will save us. If we become deeply absorbed, if we don't get deeply absorbed, next life we may not remember. But if we get deeply absorbed in what we are doing, then the chances are next life, even if we fall down, become an animal, we will remember that with that feeling. So Gajendra did that, and therefore he was able to remember his past life, including the shlokas he had chanted. The shlokas which Gajendra spoke were not concocted at that moment. Paura dehikam anusikshitam. Sukadeva Goswami says in the previous chapter, in the previous purva janma anusikshitam. That means in the previous janma, what he was taught, that he chanted. So therefore, if we can absorb ourselves and chant some prayers, then even in the next life we will remember, and at the right time Krishna will help us to remember and chant those prayers. And those prayers are given, and because Gajendra was actually a pure devotee of the Lord in the previous life, due to the curse, Krishna wanted to take him back fast. So he gave him a curse, not only to take him back fast, but also to help people like us get liberated. In the Bhagavatam, the secret is given. Anybody who sincerely chants these prayers every day morning, he says, I will make him my associate in the spiritual world. What a big blessing. So by the mercy of Lord Gajendra, King Gajendra, we have the Lord's mercy available to us. We can chant those prayers. But the crocodile, he was also an elevated soul, but he was a Gandharva, and he was cursed by Devala Rishi for an actual offense done. King Indradyumna did not do any offense for getting the curse, but still he got the curse and he became an elephant. Therefore, his position was more elevated because he didn't do Vaishnava Parad. Whereas the King Uhu, who became the crocodile by the curse of Devala Rishi, he had actually offended him by pulling his leg when he was playing with all his queens in the water. When Devala Rishi was doing the Gayatri Japa, inside the water, he was playing, he just went and pulled his leg. Khelne ke liye. So that was an offense to a great Rishi. He is on similar, he is the like a peer of Narada Muni. Asito Devalo Vyaso Swayam Chaiva Pravishime. So Devala Rishi ko aisa offend karne se. So what happened? He became a crocodile. And he was killed because of his some devotional activities, he was killed. And he was taken back to it. But his prayers are not given here for us to chant. The reason is, Srila Prabhupada explains, Avaishnava Mukodgirnam Putam Karvarikatamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochista Payoeta. Of course, he was not Avaishnava, he was a Vaishnava. But the principle is, we should only chant those prayers sung by the pure devotees. King Uhu was not that level of pure devotee like Gajendra. So his prayers are given, and Krishna says, if you chant his prayers, we will also go back to Godhead. But here it is only mentioned that King Uhu, when he regained his form, he glorified the Lord and he went back to Gandharva Loka, and from there, eventually he will go back to Godhead. So this is very important. So Prabhupada says, as far as possible, chanting should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee, so that immediate effect can be achieved. So therefore we should hear the prayers from the lips of a pure devotee. And because Gajendra was a pure devotee, the prayers which emanated from his lips are included in the Bhagavatam and recommended for us for chanting purposes. That is why sometimes devotees will come, some half-baked devotees or those who are karmis, they will sometimes come and suggest to the president, sir, can I also sing this on Janmashtami, bolte hain, hum gayenge kuch. If we allow them to sing, then they will take some cinema song of Radha Krishna and say, and tu kala tum kyu kala, some songs are all there. You know? My gori kyu tu gara, some songs are there, no? In the, they want to sing movie song. You, ye to bhajan hai na? Ye to Krishna ka hai na? Why are you not allowing? Why are you fanatic? Why are you only recommending your Bengali songs or your particular songs? You are not allowing all songs. Prabhupada was very strict in what we can allow chanting inside the temple. Not that somebody, some cinema lyricist, Javed Akhtar, or somebody has composed some nice, there are some nice songs. Some of them are composed by these film script artists and others. If you simply sing those songs, you can't go back to Godhead, because they are not authorized. Only the prayers authorized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead has the potency to take us back to Godhead. Therefore, they are not included in Bhagavatam. So, we are also not including such things, such songs in our sadhana program or our seva to the Lord. Whereas, if you go to any other temple, aajkal to they are putting cinema songs directly, not even related to God. You go to Ganesh festival, only first day or 1 hour there will be some Ganesh ka gana. Baad mein 10-day festival rahega, cinema song. All kinds of cinema song, latest. You know, dumma chade, dumma chade, dumma. All this they will be putting in this Ganesh festival. Okay, so these things will not help us. So sadhana means we have to do authorized sadhana. Sadhana process is given by Srila Prabhupada to us. But why we are not making progress is because we have still not made Dhrida Sankalpa to serve the Supreme Lord. I have shaven, I have put some saffron, I am walking like a devotee, talking like a devotee, does not mean I am a devotee. Devotee means one who has in his heart taken a very strong vow to give up absorption in all forms of sense gratification. And giving up sense gratification, no process can help. Sometimes devotees say, devotee has come and ask me, Prabhuji, you know, we are attracted to this, we are attracted to that. What is the solution? You know, we are attracted to sex, we are attracted to some eating some boga, we are attracted to so many material things. How do we get that? How do we remove that? Doing devotional service can help you avoid this. But ultimately, even you are sitting in the temple, in a closed room or with a few devotees, still your mind can go on wander. Karmendriyani samyamya yayaste manasa smaran indriyartan vimudatma kartaham mityacharasa uchyate. Krishna says, you may simply control your senses artificially. Sadhana also can become artificial. If every day the temple president has to say, get up in the morning, come, 1 or 2 days they can tell us. But ultimately, if we don't develop taste for doing that, if we don't come spontaneously, if we don't come because we want it, we love it, we enjoy it. If that factor is not there, then 10 years goes also, you'll have to be tell, hey, utha utha ho gaya, jao mangalarti. No, what is use? There is no use. In the beginning, because you are habituated to a lot of material things, we may force you to do devotional service. Ultimately, Prabhupada says, devotional service is voluntary. We cannot force. We have to develop the taste. So even being liberated from material enjoyment is not real liberation. Real liberation is developing attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktir pareshanubhutir viraktir anyatracha. Pareshanubhuti, we have to enjoy, we have to absorb, we have to start seeing the taste of Krishna consciousness. That is why mere controlling of the senses is anartha nivritti. We can come to the nishtha platform, but we have to go to the next platform, which is ruchi and asakti. From that point only your Krishna consciousness will accelerate. Up to the stage of anartha nivritti and nishtha, you are just avoiding the material pressures. But once you have avoided all the material influences, then you sit in a neutral position. You cannot sit for long. Arukhya kritsrayana parampadam tataha patantyanadrita yushmadangrayaha. If you don't catch the feet of Krishna, if you don't see the taste of Krishna consciousness, if you don't have attraction to what is truly Krishna conscious, attraction to the singing, attraction to the chanting, attraction to the service given to us, we have to develop some, we should realize that the ocean of happiness is in the seva we are being given. If we don't lose that, and if we are still deeply absorbed, yayaste manasasmaran indriyartan, yayaste, mind is continuously meditating on that absorption. So what is the most important thing which we have to do, which Gajendra taught us, is initially for 1,000 years Gajendra was absorbed in how to get rid of this crocodile which is biting me. How to get, he tried. That is what is like our sadhana. This crocodile is a personification of sinful activities. Bahut koshish karo sadhana karne ke liye. Try so much to follow the regulative principles. You will fail if you absorb yourself in controlling your senses. Because you are struggling against yourself. See, for example, I may be able to lift 100 kgs. But I am sitting on this chair. Can I lift this chair? However much I may do, I cannot lift this chair. But the same chair, if I give up my attachment to this chair, come out of this Vyasasana, then I can easily lift the Vyasasana. But when you are sitting on it, kitna bhi karo, koshish karo, ek inch bhi, you cannot move it. Is it possible? Try. Anybody sitting in their chair, try to move yourself. Same thing, I can easily lift. But if I sit on it, I cannot move it. Even 1 inch, 1 centimeter, you cannot move. Because we are sitting on it. That's exactly our position. We are only pretending that we have given up material enjoyment. We are actually sitting and relishing material enjoyment. We are continuously having taste. Achcha hai. Yahan mandir mein achche achche log, achche ladkiyan aate hain. Yahan bahar mein nahi milta. So we are interested in enjoyment. So because of that, you do nothing will happen. Jahan pe ho, wahi pe rahega. Just like I am here, I am not moving 1 inch. So your spiritual life also can get stuck. If you are actually attached to material enjoyment and then pretending that you are doing devotional service. That is why dharma prodita kaitava. Give up these false attempts. False attempt is when we are thinking, I am going to do something to liberate myself. That is false attempt. Real attempt is, I am helpless. Krishna, I am completely, ai nandatanaya patitam kinkaram mam visame bhavambudau. I am fallen in the ocean of this material enjoyment. Please, kripaya, kripaya, the begging. Please, show me some mercy to enable me to get a tavapada panka jastita duli sadrisham vichintaya. That feelingness. When we start doing our sadhana with that feeling and the begging and the humble behavior and constantly depending on the mercy of the devotees, mercy of the spiritual master, mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of the deities, if we maintain that consciousness, then when we stop absorbing, we should not have time for thinking of our material life. Like 1,000 years, Gajendra thought about how to get rid of this. Sadhana karata. Sadhana means attempt. Nayakarpaya. How much ever he was trying, the crocodile was stronger and it was pulling him back. Finally he gave up. And then what did he do? Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yata Etat Chidatmakam Purushaya Adibijaya Pareshaya Abhidhimahi. He says, I have been absorbed in trying to get rid of this crocodile, but now, Om Namo, I offer my obeisances, I meditate, I absorb myself in that original source of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is enlivening and maintaining this universe. Yata etat chidatmakam. Who can convert this material world into a spiritual world by his presence? And then he just offered very humbly. And then he said, avatu mam, means please protect me, please save me. He didn't ask to be saved from the crocodile's pain. He knew, anyway it is a pain. I have suffered for 1,000 years, another 1,000 years I will continue. It is so foolish of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to get release of that little pain which the crocodile is giving. Instead, with his intelligence, which he gained from his previous devotional service, he decided that, my dear Lord, I want to make a solution once for all to my pain. That includes the pain of the crocodile for this life. But real pain is my absorption in this material world. I don't want that absorption. I will pull my mind away from the crocodile. He didn't feel the pain of the crocodile anymore. He started putting his mind in Krishna. I mean that absorption. Krishna came, solved his problem and took him back to Godhead. So that is the hint we can get. That don't try this sadhana process without feeling. Associate feeling with your sadhana. It will be a powerful force to get enable you to get go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji,
yes,
you told
Prabhu.
About the emotion.
Pardon me?
You told about emotion. We should associate our emotion with the sloka, what we are reciting as some prayers. But can, like, artificially attaching our emotion to reciting prayer is good or not?
We should not do it artificially. We should use our intelligence to understand that actually we are also like Gajendra. We are stuck in this material world. You should understand how serious is our problem. See, each one of us has some problem in this material world. We are caught up in so many things. But the reason why we don't feel it as a problem is we love it. We love sense gratification. As I said, I like to sit here. I am therefore not wanting to get out of this. So, the previous chapter, this chapter 2, Shukadeva Goswami explains that using his intelligence, this third chapter, first sloka, he says that using his intelligence, he entered into samadhi. So intelligence, we have to use our intelligence to understand how exactly you are in a very delicate and a great predicament type of situation. When you realize that, then it is quite natural. If you also know that actually you are caught like the Gajendra was caught in by the crocodile, that there is so much pain. But the problem is we are taking pain to be pleasure. Savit vara ustrai karai samstuta purushap pashu. Prabhupada says ustra. Ustra means camel. Prabhupada says the camel choose the thorns, the cactus and other types of vegetable which is available in the desert. It chooses it. When it chooses the thorns, it gets blood. And the blood is very tasty. But actually it is cutting its tongue and the mouth. But it thinks it is enjoyment. Similarly, each one of us, is any one of us feeling as serious as Gajendra? We are not feeling, Allah, sab kuch chik chal raha hai, prasad mil raha hai, sab kuch ho raha hai, sab tik ho raha hai. So we should know that actually we are in deep trouble. We are in deep shit. Bahut gambhir. That's why we have to absorb our mind. Even if there is no problem, if you simply use your intelligence, you will understand. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. There is danger. Actually, our position is no different than Gajendra. But apparently, no crocodile has come and caught me. What are you saying, Prabhu? But actually it has caught. We are caught in sinful activity. This crocodile is nothing but a representation of sinful activities. Four regulative principles, breaking that is the crocodile only. Because the crocodile was pulling Devala Rishi when he was meditating, he was absorbed enjoying with his women. The king, and they came. So this crocodile actually represents material enjoyment. So we are all caught in that. The Gajendra was caught grossly. But in a subtle way, we are all equal to Gajendra. We may not be equal to Gajendra as a pure devotee, but at least our position is like that. Very vulnerable. And the sea in which he was caught, the lake in which he was caught, that is like the material ocean. Patitam kinkaramam vishame bhavam budav. The bhavam budhi. So there is the ocean of material enjoyment. See, the ocean of material enjoyment. This material world, it's like that. It's very serious. Because we are not serious about our life, because we are so much attracted to material enjoyment, therefore we think, I am safe, nothing has happened. Let thing happen like that one day, when actual crocodile catches me, by the time it will be too late. So therefore, you have to, when you realize your vulnerable position, then it is quite natural to have some feeling come. But artificially, sentimental kiyata, that becomes sahajiya. Therefore, you should only feel those feelings which is authorized feelings. Authorized feeling is, sing the song, understand the meaning, deeply understand the meaning, deeply take it to your heart, automatically some authorized feeling will come. No unauthorized feelings. Don't try to feel like Radharani is feeling towards Krishna, that you cannot do that. But we can, Narottam Das Thakur is actually not fallen. Mosama patita prabhu na paibe aro. Where is Narottam Das Thakur sang that song? You mean to say he is fallen? He is actually sung it for our benefit. Same thing even Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gopinath, mama nivedana suno, vishai durjan, sada pape rata, naiko punyara lesh. You take the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. Naiko pape la lesh, sada punyarata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But why is he singing like that? For our benefit. You rascal, you sing like this. What I am teaching, you do like that. Otherwise, artificial sahaja ayaga. Tum sochega, wow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang that song, I sang that song, he is great, I am also great. No, it doesn't work like that. You will never be anywhere, even his dust. But to induce that feeling, this song, every one of our song is only full of feeling only. There is no prayer in our Krishna consciousness, whether it is samsara dava se leke, even tulas tulas, yei nivedana karo, sakira nugata karo, sevadikara diye karo ni jadasi. When we say all that, it is all feeling only. How can it be feelingless? But we can pass the complete morning program without one feeling also. That is our expertise. We are so expert. I say morning program chala jata. Kya hua? Okay, morning program. Kya hua? Andar kuch feeling hua? Kuch bhi nahi hua. Jaise ke taisa hi hai. Because we are so patthar, you know. So therefore, serve the devotees, serve the Vaishnavas, love them, appreciate them, then feeling will start coming. When you become a servant of the Vaishnavas, some feeling will come. Appreciation. So seva karo. That is why always you are given seva, like serving prasadam to the devotees, all these things. By this slowly we develop some love and affection. Then we get feeling. So in the association of devotees, advanced devotees, in the association of devotees who are chanting nicely, doing their seva nicely, we can get that feeling. So it should not be done artificially. Otherwise it becomes prakrita sahajiya. Any other question? Anything else? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Rasbihari ki.
శిశి గౌర్నితాయకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ కి, తాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానందే.